Anthony's done a good job. He keeps, you know, he keeps getting better each and every week. There's still a lot of things he has to work on. He's a very, very conscientious kid that wants to be very good, and we just got to keep helping him. I still have extremely high expectations for him, and just keep trying to get him better each and every week.
Anthony coming up shortly on the show. With Anthony Barr, when you see some really good things on which he's sitting, like he's close to them, what would they be?
Well, he's still got to do a better job in the pass rush situations. You know, he's still learning a lot about playing linebacker, being in a proper position. He's getting better at taking on blocks. So he's close in numbers of areas, but he's got very, very good instincts, and that helps. You know, guys that have good vision are usually good football players.
Bridgewater returns today. How does that help your offense?
Well, you know, Teddy's got such great poise. He gets the ball out quick. He's I think the team has a ton of confidence in him. And, you know, the great thing about Teddy is it's like he didn't miss a day. He just comes out there, smile on his face. He's happy to go to work, and we're excited to have him back.
Is the sandlot aspect of playing that position, when things break down and you have to dance away from people and make things happen outside of the way things were constructed, is that natural? Is that something inherent for the really good quarterbacks?
Well, I think a lot of it is knowing where everybody's going to be, having that sixth sense of where the rush is. I also think it's a lot about vision and being able to see the entire field and not get locked into one particular place. But this kid has it, and he'll be pretty good.
Give us an overview of the Detroit defense without Steven Tulloch, who's out for the year.
Well, they've played extremely well. They're, obviously, their front have got a lot of rushers in there. They're playing to run very good. I think they're only giving up about 280 yards a game. And their corners are playing good. Mathis is playing good. Slay is playing good on the outside. And so they'll be a very formidable test.
And their safeties seem to complement each other pretty well. Glover Quinn as the free safety, James Ahedebo, the former Raven and Patriot, kind of as the in-the-box type safety, right?
Yeah, they do a good job. And they mix up the coverages. They'll drop the safety down inside. Sometimes they'll play a little bit more of a two-shell. But you know, their defense relies on their front.
Jim Caldwell, last one, first-year head coach just like you. Does he have an identity? What would his identity as a head coach be? For instance, yours is that of a defensive guy. What is Jim's?
Well, Jim's always been an offensive coach. I don't know. You'd have to ask him about his identity.